Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it is June 27th, 2017. You know, it's the half of the year is almost over. It's probably a good time to go back and look and see how you're doing in terms of achieving your financial goals. And got a special guest with us today. You know, part of your goal should be to put away a certain portion of your income, savings for the future or investment, if you will. Steve Down, you're a man with a cause, many causes. In fact, you've got an unwavering commitment to building businesses that change lives and communities for the better. And you're also a coach, and we welcome you to the show. Oh, by the way, if you got a question for Steve or myself, email me at kl@kerrylutz.com. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kerry. It's a pleasure being here.
Hey, so people aren't saving. Is it because they don't believe in the future? Why wouldn't you save, assuming that you know you should be?
Well, you know, I think that people often lack a vision to do so. Why would you save when you can spend? You know, we're a consumer society, and so yeah, it takes a little bit of vision. And as a wealth coach, I always begin with the vision in mind. I ask people, what do you want? You know, what do you want financially during your lifetime, in the next 6 months, the next 5 years, and over the course of your life? And then, once people have that vision, so it really begins, not even in the mind, but in the heart. When people internalize exactly what they want. But most people spend more time planning their next vacation than they do planning their entire financial future. And so what I love to do is I love to wake people up. I love to inspire people. Most people are in a deep sleep when it comes to their financial lives, and it's time to wake up.
Hey, so, when people aren't obviously saving like the way you should be, we know that, that's for sure. But so is it a lack of priorities in one's life, a lack of direction? What is really the cause of it? What's bringing this epidemic about here, in your opinion, Steve?
Well, I think we're, it goes pretty deep. And, we talk and we live in the most prosperous society in the world, in history. Yet as a culture, we still think in terms of scarcity rather than abundance. And my message is that we live in a world of abundance. You can have whatever you choose. And so that's why it begins with, what is it that you want? What is it that you want? And what is, what is the why? Why do you want that? Because, we live and act from a perspective of scarcity, because that's the human thing to do. That's where we've been wired for generations. Even in today's universities, we are taught scarcity. In that economics 101 class, it's the study and management of the scarcity of resources. And my message, Kerry, is that we live in a world of abundance. We can have whatever we want. I come from a poor family. I've spent half of my life unlearning the fallacies that I was taught as a kid. For example, we would hear that money cannot buy happiness. The next person who tells me that, Kerry, my response is going to be, how do you know? Were you once rich and now you're poor and you like poor better? Give me a break. Hey, the Steve Down rule of thumb is money is good, more money is better. Get over it. Mm-hmm. And let's have a healthy relationship with money, because money is good.
Well,
money makes us more of who we are.
Hey, growing up, somebody once told me, money can't buy happiness, but it'll do till the real thing comes along.
Well, you know, the problem is that with the scarcity thinking, you know, when we hear that, you know, money is the root of all evil, well, money just tends to make us more of who we really are. If we love money and use people, we've got it wrong. If we love people that use money, we've got it right. And I've learned that you can't even be aware of the needs of the orphan or the widow across the street when you are facing a financial crisis of your own. If your checking account's overdrawn, how can you even be aware of those in need? And for me, it was an abundance philosophy that was in part inspired by one verse found in the most widely published book in the world, which goes like this. Pure religion, undefiled before God, is to visit the orphan and the widow in their affliction. So there you have it. It does take money, and money does buy happiness, and money is not the root of all evil, but perhaps the lack of money.
Or the love of money, right? Some people say the love of money is the root of all evil, but money...
But I love abundance. Kerry, I love abundance because it allows me to have freedom to do what I want to do and to help others that I want to help.
It's a tool.
What is there not to love about that?
Yeah.
So it's a paradigm shift.
Sure. Money's a tool. Money's a tool. It doesn't guarantee anything other than not having to worry about money. But it's
a resource.
A tool. Yeah.
Time and money is good. Mm-hmm. Get over it, listeners. It's all good. And I coach people to have more of it based on what they want. You know, you tell me what you want. I teach people how to create it, because I'm also here to tell you in the spirit of abundance that wealth is not earned. Wealth is created. And once you understand the principles of wealth creation, you can create wealth again and again. I've demonstrated it with my various companies. Can I share with our listeners a principle of abundance that I practice in the businesses I own? A business that people will hear more and more about is the fastest growing restaurant concept in history. It's a company I started 3 years ago. It's called Even Stevens. It's a sandwich shop. For every sandwich we serve, we provide a sandwich of equal nutritional value to the community's hungry. Sandwich for sandwich. And this is a fun concept, Kerry, because for every sandwich we serve, we provide a sandwich to someone in that local community. And we've, with our first restaurants, it took us 2 years to serve our 1 millionth sandwich. But along with that, we provided 1 million sandwiches to our local communities. It took us 2 years to accomplish that. What took McDonald's 7 years to accomplish, we did in 2 years, that 1 millionth sandwich served. It's a new philosophy I refer to as cause capitalism. Cause capitalism is the new capitalism. The old capitalism must go away. Why? Because I've witnessed for myself in the last election socialistic ideals and candidates who were heard and embraced. And in order for capitalism to survive, and by the way, socialism has already been proven not to work because, yes, ultimately you do run out of other people's money. It's unsustainable. And what is sustainable is cause capitalism. It's a kinder, gentler, more compassionate form of capitalism. Where, and I've actually trademarked the words cause capitalism because I intend to control the definition. It's where a for-profit, like Even Stevens Sandwiches, chooses for its partner a nonprofit, not as a gimmick, but as a viable, sustainable partner. And we're getting incredible press for it. We've got the fastest growing restaurant concept, not out of Utah, but in history. We're demonstrating that cause capitalism is the future of capitalism. And it's a philosophy that I've taught for years in my company, Financially Fit, which is the note that I'd like to end on in our interview. But I'm a guest in your show. And so you might have some other questions.
Yeah, well, there's a practice that a lot of companies do that I find repugnant. I will mention a supermarket chain down here in Florida, right? You go, you're checking out, and they turn the cashier into a fundraising tool or pawn, if you will. Oh, would you like to, you know, contribute to Save the Children? You know, and it's like, finally, you know, I fell for it the first couple of times. And then I realized there was no end to this in sight. So I just learned how to say, no, I will contribute to my own causes at a time of my own choosing. And I don't need you guys piling on here, trying to guilt me into contributing. And I'm not even getting a tax deduction. They're probably getting the tax deduction. Maybe they don't take it. I don't know. But I find it, you know, before I give to causes, I like to find out if they're bona fide, if the majority of funds that you contribute to them actually go to the intended recipients, other than to fundraisers, professional fundraisers out there, and other parasites that that exist due to the charitable infrastructure. So I think what you're doing, hey, people know I'm doing this, and I see it for millennials especially. They're more into this cause capitalism than the baby boomers and Gen X, perhaps.
Yes, it's definitely, you know, the millennials were socially engineered in school to think more, you know, socially conscious. And but it's a good thing. I think it's a positive attribute of that generation of 80 million now consumers who now have credit cards and jobs for the most part. And so the Even Stevens concept, yes, is appealing to the millennials, but doing it in such a way where the rubber meets the road. What I'm able to control is for each restaurant that we open, we can contract with four nonprofit partners. For every sandwich we sell, they get a cash credit, and they're able to go online, order food from our wholesaler, and the food is delivered directly from our wholesaler to the nonprofit's freezer. So we're able to minimize waste. It's very efficient. I'm able to direct it to legitimate, reputable charities who need our support, you know, the nonprofit partners that need our support, and they need also some recognition, you know, as they get from our restaurants. And we have a counter in our restaurants that shows that. I was just in an Even Stevens restaurant this morning for breakfast, and that restaurant has served 222,000 sandwiches to the local community right in that small town of Draper, Utah, where I live. And enterprise-wide, we're approaching 2 million sandwiches after just 3 years of business. And it's very exciting to me. But I like introducing that principle because it's a principle of abundance. And we talk abundance, we teach abundance, and then we live scarcity. And it's a principle of abundance that's working well for our companies, because it's attracting investment from investors, it attracts customers, and it's creating wealth for my family and my private equity partners. Yeah. And it's a principle that we teach at Financially Fit.
Right.
Seven companies I own, the company that I'm the most passionate about, because it changes the way people think and act about money. It's the inside-out approach, Terry, that really changes people's lives.
Yeah. Hey, I totally get it. I think it's really a noble undertaking, and you're doing a great thing here. So,
thank you.
Financially Fit. How do you become financially fit? What's the key?
Well, Financially Fit, financiallyfit.com is the other companies are really the fruit that's grown on the tree, Financially Fit. With Financially Fit, if it's appropriate, I'd like to make a special offer to our listeners, some free gifts that could change their lives. The only problem with giving something away is sometimes people don't appreciate things that they don't sacrifice for. But the give back for Financially Fit is actually a give front. We give it on the front end instead of the back end as the sandwich. And with Financially Fit, I would like to offer our listeners by calling a toll-free number. I mentioned, Carrie, that it's my desire to wake people up. And the phone number I'd like them to maybe jot down is 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-7-WAKE-UP. The offer is this, is that if they will call the number, the toll-free number, they will receive a free Financially Fit for Life book, and they'll receive my latest book, which is Miracle of Wealth, The Miracle of Wealth, containing the 8 wealth factors that will forever change the way you create wealth. But the most important thing that's included is what we call the Financially Fit Report. And in this Financially Fit Report, Carrie, we will, in a live interview, it's a coaching session, and it's a free coaching session. We will show our listeners how they can become debt-free in 5 years or less, including paying off their home, financially free within 5 to 10 years of today's date. So if you're debt-free, great. We can work on helping you become financially free where you no longer have to work for money because money now works for you. That's financial freedom. That's becoming financially fit for life. And so this is a 30-minute session with the data of the person who calls in. We will input their data, and we will show them in this report how they can become debt-free in 5 years or less, including paying off their home, financially free in 5 to 10 years. We'll prove it to them mathematically. Mathematics don't lie. And it's a front-end value of hundreds of dollars. I hope our listeners will take advantage of it. And I hope they will give my credit to you, Carrie, because I'm a guest on your show, and I'm grateful for that opportunity. But if they will just simply call the number 888-7-WAKE-UP, they can have all the above, everything I mentioned for free as a listener of your show.
All right. Sounds great. And I wish you the best of luck on this undertaking here, Steve. It really sounds exciting. And hey, we'll look forward to having you back. Any questions for Steve you want to direct to me? Send an email, kl@carrielutz.com. The Twitter feed is @carrielutz. And the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Steve, good luck. And we'll look forward to speaking with you again and finding out how Even Stevens is doing as well as financially fit. Good luck.
Thank you, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.